Musician Sheryl Crow was born on this date in 1962 in Kennett, Missouri. She began playing piano at the age of 6. She graduated from Kennett High School in 1980 and the University of Missouri at Columbia in 1984, where she majored in music education. During college, she spent her weekends performing with a local band called Kashmir. After college, she worked as a music teacher in an elementary school in St. Louis before moving to Los Angeles in 1986. She began recording jingles for advertising clients, including McDonald's, and worked as a backup singer. From 1987 to 1988, she sang on Michael Jackson's Bad World Tour. She later sang backup for Sting, Rod Stewart, and Don Henley. In 91, Crow recorded an album for A&M Records, which she shelved because it sounded too slick. She began playing with the band The Tuesday Music Club. In 1993, the group released the multi-platinum album Tuesday Night Music Club, which included the smash hit All I Wanna Do. In 1995, Crow won 3 Grammy Awards for Best New Artist, Record of the Year, and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance for Tuesday Music Club. Crow released the album Sheryl Crow in 1996, winning 2 Grammy Awards for Best Rock Album and Best Female Rock Vocal Performance. She spent much of 97 to 98 on tour, playing select dates on the Rolling Stones' Bridges to Babylon tour and performing at the 98 Lilith Fair concerts. She released her 3rd album, The Globe Sessions, in the fall of 98, which won a Grammy for Best Rock Album. During 1999, Crow performed in Europe and toured with Lilith Fair throughout the United States. At the Grammy Awards in February of 2000, Crow won for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance for her rendition of the Guns N' Roses hit Sweet Child O' Mine. Crow's 2006 album, Wildflower, was nominated for 3 Grammy Awards. In 2008, Crow released her 6th studio album, Detours. Just to help me dry the tears that I've cried. John Wilson Martin died in Warren, Arkansas on this date in 1910. He settled in Warren by 1848 and married Mary Elizabeth Franklin. He established what became a flourishing medical practice. It was said that Martin would ride by horseback all day to reach the frequently remote residences of the sick. Martin's medical practice was especially active, if unprofitable, during the Civil War. Stories abound of his night-long rides around the countryside to reach wounded Confederate soldiers while trying to avoid Union patrols. His house, the John Wilson Martin House, is the oldest surviving residence in Warren. It now houses the Bradley County Historical Museum and was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1990. Margaret Thatcher became the first woman to head a major party in Britain when she was elected leader of opposition Conservative Party on this date in 1975. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.